Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Coming to you live from the Kia Studios. It feels like we've been all over the place over the last couple of weeks. And we have. We'll be back in Flowery Branch tomorrow. I think we'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Friday. Next week we'll be at the Tour Championship.
Look at us getting our miles in.
The world tour will continue, but today we are at the home studios. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. We're getting them gas miles and everything. I was curious, is there a way you can, like, there's a form or something you fill out for, like payback for gas?
Like a little expense report or
I'm
something
curious.
Like that? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure the Bo's shaking his head, yeah. Abe's shaking his head, yeah. So, yeah, I need to get on that.
Yeah.
I need to get on that, dog. But yeah, it ain't that big a deal because I enjoy being with you, Andy. And if I could be with you in Flowery Branch,
I'll drive anywhere, Andy.
And I'll drive anywhere. I'll drive all the way to Kennesaw to be with you.
That is why I got the Prius, though, just for the gas mileage.
Yeah,
I'll drive anywhere, but ideally at an efficient rate.
Yeah, man. But it's going to be a fun night. Like you said, we're all four of us are going to the Braves game tonight. Thank courtesy of our main man, Bo. We're going to get to live the good life tonight.
If you watch the game on TV tonight, which you probably will, there's a pretty good chance you'll see us behind home plate.
Yes, we're going to live the good life tonight. Abe doesn't have a show, so he's going to have a few cocktails because you know how soft he gets when he has a show the next day.
Yeah, but he does have to produce this show, so it's, I mean.
We got to do all the damn talking.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you know he's going to do the rundown at the game, right?
Oh, I know. He told me yesterday, he's like, what are we going to do at 1:20 on Wednesday?
And it's already planned.
I don't know what we're going to do at 1:20 on Wednesday. But I'm sure we'll figure it out by the time we get there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, man. But, yeah, we got to have a good time tonight and everything. And obviously, big news. Of course, it came down at 2:02 when we left Flower.
Honestly,
you knew it.
That's fine with me. Like, bad news can happen on Dukes and Bell's show. I like when the good news breaks on our show.
Yeah.
The bad thing is when, because we never get breaking news anyway. But the Austin Riley news, like I said, came out right after we left the air yesterday.
Yes.
He does have a fractured wrist, unfortunately. The X-rays have now been conclusive.
Right.
6 to 8 weeks. So That's about the rest of the year.
Yeah, man.
That's about, yeah. If I'm doing my math correct, here we sit in mid-August. The season ends in October. So, yeah, it's about 6 to 8 weeks left of baseball.
Yeah, and something, and we mentioned this yesterday, you know, as far as, you know, getting guys back while keeping the guys that are here.
Yeah.
And then you get Michael back, and then Solari has something. Yep. And then, you know, all of a sudden,
you get Lopez back,
and Austin then Austin Riley's out. And so it's just, you know, it could be, it's just one of them years, man. It's one of them seasons for our hometown team. And, you know, you just got to, like, using Schnitt's favorite word, you got to keep grinding through it now. Yep. I mean, they went out and got a new guy to play third base. He's going to be in the lineup tonight. We saw that they activated him earlier today. And he's a major league third baseman. Now, I'm not even saying he got to replace Austin Riley because he's not an Austin Riley's class of player. But he's a third baseman. And so, and a major league third baseman. You told me he hit 300 last year for the Angels?
That's right.
Okay. He got cut by Detroit. Maybe he went up there and asked, hey, man, I don't want to be here no
more. Yeah, maybe he cut Detroit.
Yeah, maybe, like, hey, man, you know what?
You never know.
I don't think I want to be here.
You know how
no
these
more.
Things or go sometimes.
Or it could have been one of the things where he's watching, like, sport. Oh, damn, the Braves lost their third baseman.
Austin Riley just got hit in the hand.
Hey, dog.
Hey, guys, cut me.
Hey, Mr. GM of Detroit Tigers. Yeah, I don't want to play
you know
no
what?
More.
I think you're probably right. I think Gio Urshela is just playing 3D chess.
It could
is
be.
What it is.
It could be.
He wanted to be a starter for a team that had a chance to make the playoffs.
Yes.
And not spend the fall in
Was
Detroit.
He start when they cut him?
I don't know. I wasn't. His numbers aren't particularly good this year.
Yeah.
He was really good 5 years ago for the Yankees.
Uh-huh. Oh, that Gio.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, that Gio.
There's no more to that story.
Well,
other than that, it was 5 years ago.
Well, welcome to Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, Gio.
You're in the lineup.
You're
baby.
In the lineup, and hopefully
get
you
out
can
there.
Just hold it down.
Well, here's the thing. Like, obviously, Austin Riley being out is a big blow. I mean, is it a devastating blow? They've all been devastating,
yep.
You know, and that's why the Braves' record is what it is. That's why they're 7 games out of first place. Honestly, it's kind of impressive that they're 7 games out of first place in the NL East, given everything that they've dealt with this year. They're scrapping and clawing for that third spot in the wild card. Maybe they can get a second spot. Maybe they can win the wild card. I don't know. But hopefully they can get into the playoffs and then you know, guys get healthy, whatever. But, like, yeah, it's just another of the long list of incredibly frustrating injuries to great players on this baseball team that have completely derailed this season, where the expectation was win 100 plus and win a World Series.
Yep.
It was World Series or bust at the beginning of the season. It's been bust.
Yeah.
That's what it's been.
Yep. And it's unfortunate because these guys, the only good thing I can put myself in the position of is that all these guys are still about to go to or in their prime, and they're all coming back. And they're all under contract and all those different things. I'm not ready to give up on this season because why watch the damn games then?
Yeah, I mean, but the expectation of what I have for these guys is totally different than it was.
Because you thought about it. I mean, what was one of the biggest question marks coming in, and obviously that is just worked outstanding, was the Chris Elfing. We didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
And now this man is about to win the NL Cy Young.
Yeah,
but
he very well
made. On that trek, you lost everybody. You lost your best player in Ronald. You lose probably your best pitcher, best young pitcher, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's sprinkled in Ozzie here, Michael here.
Just think about it from a position standpoint. The guy that started opening day is out for the entire season.
Yes.
The third baseman is now going to miss multiple months. The shortstop didn't really get hurt, but hadn't been good, unfortunately.
Right.
We talked about replacing him. And he was hurt for a minute, and you got to see some other guys, but not all that much. The second baseman's going to miss about half the season with injuries. The first baseman has been healthy, but, again, hasn't had the season that you would have expected Mattelson to have, unfortunately. The catcher got hurt on opening day and missed 2 months. The center fielder's missed half the season because of injury. The right fielder, who's the best player in baseball, missed the majority of the season. And the left field platoon has turned into
a disaster,
a total disaster.
Yes.
Because Adam Duvall is not the player that he once was. They had to go get Eddie Rosario. I mean, they have Jorge Soler now, who's unfortunately dealing with an injury currently. Jared Kelnick has been incredibly inconsistent. So, yeah, like, the guys that haven't been hurt have been inconsistent, and everybody else has been hurt.
Right.
So
that explains why you are where you are. And so,
again, it's shocking that they're 8 games above 500. It is. Like, it's crazy that they're 8 games above 500, and they've won 5 out of the last 7, and they're only 7 back. Like, here's the wildest part of all of it, and I'm not saying I expect this to happen, but you got the Phillies in town
for
3.
They're here.
You're only down 7.
Yes.
Like, you take care of business.
And they're not playing their best either.
They're flat out within striking distance. Did I miss something? If you win this series.
Did I miss something? Did they, like, rest some dudes they weren't supposed to rest the other day? I think I saw Big Hugh talking about something as far as, like, Bryce Harper not playing in the previous game or something like that.
You would have just thought, given what the Braves have dealt with this season and how hot the Phillies started and how talented they are. Yeah. But you would think that their lead would be a hell of a lot bigger than seven.
Yes. Yeah, because they went into that lull or whatever you want to call it also. I mean, it's still right there for it to take it for you. Like I said, we got three here, and Bo just hit me. We got four more. So you got seven more times that you play this team.
That's exactly how many games are behind
them. Exactly. But yet you still got to play these same damn guys. They're always pitching. I know they pitch. I know the rotation of the pitcher, but it always just seems like first damn game. You got Nola. You got Wheeler.
Yep.
Like, damn. That's wrong with y'all again.
I know.
Like, come on, man. I mean, I mean, Ranger Suarez pitches his behind off against us, but I mean, we got after them last time. But always, is either Wheeler or Nola game one here in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's Wheeler tonight.
Yeah.
Now the good news though, is Ronaldo Lopez back tonight after the injury that he dealt with. I don't know, maybe a little rest.
They tried to get him some rest, and he got some.
He got some rest.
He got some rest.
He got some rest because he hasn't pitched this many innings in a season since like 2018.
Right.
So that's a while ago. That's back when Gio Urshela used to be good.
So look at the correlation of 2018.
It's all coming together. It's all the Gio's back. He's going to be back to 2018-19 status. Ronaldo Lopez is pitching like he pitched back then.
Yeah.
We're rolling back the clocks tonight at Truist, Randy.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully. I don't know. Like, look, it at this point, it's kind of like, I mean, we're 100 and whatever games into it. Everybody keeps getting hurt. If they can turn this season in October into a fun run, at this point, it becomes unexpected.
Right.
Like, at this point, it's almost like overachieving if you win a playoff series or go on any kind of run in October. Obviously, that doesn't line up with what it was preseason, because preseason, the expectations were sky high, rightfully so. But you got to adjust on the fly.
Yeah.
Teams can't deal with this level of devastating injury after devastating injury and be expected to still have the same results. But you're seeing the Braves not do
it. I think the one thing that Braves have in their favor is their pitching.
They do.
They have. I think they have that. That is definitely in their favor. To be able to, and we've seen it happen to them a lot of times, limit the offensive production from teams in the playoffs. I mean, they have those guys here. We just got to, obviously, Chris Sale, but I think more than anything, you got to get Max Fried doing Max Fried things. And whoever's going to be in three-hole, and it looks like it's going to be Schwelly, probably, because he's been doing well, or whoever they're going to put there.
Morton's been good.
Charlie's been good. But
I think
if you get to that
you know
point
Snit
where
given the opportunity to start Charlie Morton in a playoff game.
He's
going to
start him. Yes, he is going to start
him. He has to do it.
I think that's the thing, that if you get into that second season, you have that in your back pocket if you're Snit. Like,
yeah,
I got
arms. For sure.
And we can just hope, you know, by the time they get back, Austin is back, because there's a possibility that he'll be back after the season.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Ozzie is going to be back by then.
Yep.
And then, you know, hopefully everybody else stays healthy while these guys are coming back.
Yep, that's the key.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Stay in striking.
Got to stop trading one guy for the other guy whenever a guy finally gets healthy.
Yeah.
But that's not the way that it's worked out this season.
No, it has not, Andy.
Unfortunately. But the other good thing, too, is like nobody's that good.
You said that yesterday.
You spoke on that yesterday.
There isn't a dominant team.
There's not going to be a 100-win team in baseball this year. That's the first time in a decade. There's not going to be a team with 150 run differential this year, plus 150 run differential. That's the first time in 15 years.
So it is the balls.
I don't know if it's the balls. I don't know if it's parity. I don't know if it's everybody has a crack at the wild card so people don't trade off assets at the deadline. I don't know what it is. But the difference between the team that's going to make the third wild card and the team that has the best record in that league isn't going to be that much.
Right.
Like, the Phillies are the best record in the National League right now.
Better than Dodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, did not know that.
By .02 winning percentage. But technically, I am
right.
They do have a better winning percentage than the Dodgers. But yeah, but again, like, okay, neither one of those teams is that great. They're fine, but they're not as good as they have been.
They got great players. They're just collective.
And Freddie's hurt, too. Freddie Freeman's got a broken finger he's going to play.
I saw that on his right hand. But I was like, man, Freddie, bats left, throws right now.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. We'll let you hear from Matt Judon, Justin Simmons. They met with the media yesterday as the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
You know, you want to do what the players do really well, and these two guys bring a unique skill set. You know, Justin with his ball skills, his unique skill set to get the ball back. I mean, I can't remember the exact number of interceptions he has in the league, but it's a lot.
I know
over the last couple of years. And then you're talking about Judon with his ability to affect the passer. And he's really unique, because you've seen him in two different systems, do it two different ways. You know, one in New England on the line of scrimmage, calling games and doing that thing from a standpoint of third down and 8+, watching them actually control some of those things. And then a third down and short, being they play a really smart and high capacity that way. And then also watching him when he was in Baltimore, you know, do some of the other different things from the line of scrimmage, setting edges and blitzing from different spots and areas. Two really exciting players in their own right. I just can't wait to get them on the grass now.
Yeah, it's exciting, man.
He wants to start, right?
What's that? Not on Friday. Not on Friday. But against the Steelers, yes, I would imagine so. That's Raheem Morris yesterday talking about the newest additions of the Atlanta Falcons, which is fun to say at this point of the season, with just a couple of weeks before week one, to add an all-pro at safety and an all-pro on the edge. And they were both there yesterday, too. I know Judon got out there and actually took some reps with the first team, which is pretty cool. We got a chance to see Justin Simmons kind of walking around the facility, met with the media as well. We'll let you hear more of that in an NFL No Huddle in about half an hour. But, yeah, man, I'd imagine Raheem, who's got a solid defensive background as a coach. Obviously, he's the head coach of this team, so he's in charge of all of it. But imagine he's pretty excited to have those two guys in the in the defense as the season is just a couple of weeks away. And you could feel it, man. Like, talking to Caden Ellis yesterday, like, no one's going to say, yeah, we didn't think this defense was going to be any good. But, boy, do they have a lot more belief in how good it's going to be now.
Well, I mean, you got a good player. I mean, like you mentioned it. I mean, those two players are really good high-level players that are still, like, not on the decline, you know. And I think that that's going to help. And, you know, once they get caught up on the system and everything like that, you can do more with them as far as where you want to put them on the field and versatility.
You think that's going to take into the season?
No. I think as the season goes along, you'll get more and more comfortable doing certain things with them in game action. But because they've played at a high level, because they are pros, and because all Pro Bowl type players, again, who are still playing at a high level, it shouldn't take that long, because eventually it's just ball. And more right. so for Judon than Simmons, because you're going to line up over the tackle and go rush. You know, line up over the tackle, go rush. I mean, that's what he does. But, you know, Simmons, you know, that's when you get into the disguises and all those other different things as far as coverage, which he's done all of it, by the way. But it's just the timing with him and Jesse and the disguises and
those things.
Yeah,
it feels like the relationship between those two guys is the one that, as the season goes,
yes.
will get more comfortable and they'll understand what one guy wants to do here and there and that kind of stuff. The other way to look at it is it might take them, I don't know, from now until the season to be fully comfortable with whatever the system is. And then as the season goes on, they get more comfortable within that role. Game one, play one, they're better than the guy that was going to be out there instead of them.
There's no doubt.
You know what I mean? Yep, so and no that's, doubt. Again, not to disparage the guys that would have been out there, but like you're starting from a position of strength.
Yes.
With
yes.
them being out yes. there. And they're going to be learning and getting better on the job as the season goes. It's all very exciting.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was already fired up about the team, but now it's like that side of the ball feels really, I don't know, it feels a lot. It was, like we said a lot of times throughout training camp, it's really easy to look at the offense on paper and the upgrades and all that kind of stuff and be like, yeah, this group could be really good. You had to kind of stretch a little bit when you were looking at the defense before. Right. Now it's a lot easier to look at that defense on paper and be like, yeah, damn, they could be really good,
they
too.
They could be. They have some impact players at all three levels, is what we talk about. We look at defensive football. And you got guys, and he talked about Justice Simmons. He just has a knack for taking the ball away. There's certain players that just have that kind of knack.
So does Jesse Bates.
That nose for the football bump. And so you got two guys back there that have that. And maybe that can, you know, have some kind of effect on how teams throw at AJ some. Maybe AJ can get his hand on more passes and interceptions, not knockdowns and all those other things. So, yeah, I mean, there's no – There's no negative to this. You know, they are, like you said, they are better right now than they were when we were up there at Flower Branch on Thursday.
Yep.
They are a better football team as a whole, and it is with the addition of those two players.
And that, again, it doesn't happen. I mean, you sign guys in training camp, vets, fill out spots here and there. But, like, you don't get two guys at this level in their prime at this point of the year very often, mm-hmm. right? Back-to-back days. Mm-hmm. Like, when they got Judon, it was like, all right, great. Like, it would have been cool if they got Simmons, but they got Judon. And then to find out the next day that they mm-hmm. also got Simmons, like, damn, this is like Christmas.
Yeah, man, you added,
this is incredible.
You added two more really solidified pieces to your roster.
You got two of your three best players on defense
yes.
last week.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt.
You know?
Yeah, and that's...
Not, and maybe two of the four, not to take Grady out of the list, because Grady, Bates, and then these two guys, those are the four best guys on defense.
Yeah, and I mean, and that is crazy how you do that for $14 million.
That's the other part.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Way to go, Terry.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Now it's got to work and all that. Yeah. You got to get out there and make it work on the field, but man, it looks... From where we're sitting at right now, it looks like Terry Fontenot really had a very nice offseason. All right, speaking of Grady Jarrett, let's hear him talk about how good he thinks his team could be.
I mean, we're setting the league on fire right now. You know, it don't matter unless we go out here and make translate it to some wins, but I'm super excited. I mean, it's one of the most stacked rosters I've been a part of, and it just makes you want to go even harder.
Do you think this is the best team you've been on?
I mean, it's the I think the proof is in the pudding, you know, on paper. But we got to go out there and do the job, you know, on Sundays. And I think the schedule lines up nice for us. We finally back playing in some prime time, so that's going to help everybody, you know, to let the nation see what we got. And so I'm super excited for us to go out there and just play some good football. I mean,
that was a good answer.
It's a great answer.
He didn't just come out and say, this is the best Falcons team I've been a part of.
Yeah, because, I mean, y'all, we know the best team he's been a part of went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were up 25 in the second half of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
point.
Best team.
So that team was
that
pretty
team
good.
Was pretty damn good. Yeah. Now, the personnel is a little different, especially defensively, because I had Debo and all of them were young, but you did have a 15-and-a-half sack guy on there about Victor
had a Hall of Famer on the defensive line.
You know, and so, you know, but you had an all-world quarterback, had an all-world season.
You had the MVP of the league.
Yeah, all-world receiver.
and Julio at
Jones,
his peak.
But,
you had a two-headed monster running back. But.
Yeah, if you're one of the best centers of his generation.
If you're able to, as the season goes on, compare this team to that team, that's a win.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's a win.
Yes, it is.
That was a fun year.
It was a really fun year. It really was.
Anyway, we'll be back up there tomorrow. Not exactly sure who we're going to talk to after practice tomorrow, but whoever it is, it'll be a great conversation, as all of them have been. I know Kirby Smart is going to meet with the media today. They'll be talking about another scrimmage in the books over the weekend. sounds of it. Sound like everything went pretty good. Carson Beck, Malachi Starks, Tate Ratledge,
no
all preseason first team All Americans.
No,
Dylan Fairchild, preseason second team All American. Yeah. I thought that was a little.
Look at him.
I'm not that familiar with him. So.
I think that, you know, I heard, I always forget the young man's name who's on with Dukes and Bell. On Tuesday.
Connor Wright,
yeah. And he was talking about Rat playing some center also because the depth there.
Yeah, because the guy who's supposed to start has been having an Achilles injury.
Yeah, and so if that's the case, the depth that they have as far as you want to go by stars or whatever, at those guard positions, they'll be okay. Like, that interior offensive line of Georgia is going to be fine. Now, they got really great tackles, but that interior is going to be so good for them. Now, you lose Van Pran, we talked about that. All-world center, smart, everything like that. But you got a quarterback that should be able to adjust and stay in charge of all the moving parts that go along with, you know, line calls sometimes in different situations. And I think always the biggest thing with a new center is always a center-quarterback exchange. Well, George is not under center a lot. You know, the college football is in the gun a lot, and so that should be able to help him out if he has to go and be the starter center because he's a damn good guard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, whatever they ask Tate Ratledge to do, he's going to do it at a high level.
Yes.
It would be really nice to have him at the position that they want him at,
right?
Which is guard, but if he has to play a little bit of center, that's all right, too. Still a little bit of time before the season starts, so hopefully everybody's healthy. But, you know, listening to people talk about this line could very well be the best offensive line that they've had, that Kirby's had since he's been there. We're talking about a first-round draft pick last year.
Yeah.
And Van Pran, who is one of the best offensive linemen they've had. I know he didn't get drafted in the first round. Centers don't often get drafted in the first round. But that's an incredibly talented offensive lineman. Like, to lose those two guys and still be able to say that about the group, that speaks obviously to the continual recruiting that they do.
Recruiting?
But it makes it exciting, man. Like,
being an athletic.
Yeah. I mean, that's also going to be really vital against Clemson. Because as much as Clemson may have taking steps back from where they were when they were national
that
champions.
That defense they got ain't
their D-line's
nasty. Nowhere.
That's their strength. That
yes,
D-line is disgusting.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, we know this. You know, the quarterback ain't what it used to be, but that damn defensive line is still.
Wide receivers aren't what they used to be.
But they got some young talent receivers. They're just young.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that D-line is still the Christian Wilkinson, the Dexter Lawrence-type skill players. I'm sorry, defensive line being able to get after you. They got an all-world linebacker also. So, I mean, it's gonna test Georgia to go, you know, start opening the season with a defense like this. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Now, having a great offensive line that we have, we'll be up to it. But, yeah, they're going to cause some problems.
Have a great offensive line.
Yeah, they're going to cause some problems.
Great quarterback. Depth at running back.
Explosive depth at running back.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about back in, you know, the big run. That's been the
maybe still the best tight end room in America.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, but that was always the thing, you know, that Georgia's missed lately is those big runs.
Yep.
Handed off and run.
Yep.
And they got explosive backs now that can do that. They still got Branson and them boys to come up there, and as my man Arch likes to say, shorten your neck.
Yeah, the Robinson twins are back there.
They shorten your neck. But they got more explosive.
To run people
they got
over.
More explosive runners now.
Yeah, I mean, ETN very well could be the biggest transfer in the conference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge deal for them to get him in this offense. He's going to play, right?
Yeah.
Did they say
No.
No?
No.
They didn't say?
No, they have not.
But he's going to play.
Yeah.
Suspend him week two.
Yeah. Who they play week two?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody?
Yeah.
Not Clemson?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, man, we're so close, man. So close.
Tech plays on Saturday.
I know, man.
At noon.
At noon, I was like, damn. But it's
not noon
the
there.
Time change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realize the time change and everything. But noon, because Georgia plays at damn noon.
Well, not that day.
No, I'm saying when they play Clemson at noon.
Oh, got it. Yeah, well, like I said when the schedule came out, I'll say it again. Blame Clemson for that. It's not Georgia's fault.
Damn it, Dabo.
I love the Florida State Georgia Tech noon kickoff standalone. Nothing else really. I know there's other games, but no real anything anyone's paying attention to. It's awesome. I mean, you get a chance in front of everybody. Everyone watches, even when it's Nebraska Northwestern playing in that week zero game.
Yes.
5 million people at least watch that game.
Right.
That's a huge opportunity if you're Georgia Tech to go out there and be like, we're serious this year.
They got to go out there and they have to be the more physical team. I think that's the most important. Now, you got a guy and a head coach who that is his staple, his wheelhouse is the physicality of his football team. We talked about it yesterday. Really good quarterback in the same system for the second year in a row. And they have an opportunity, like you said, to go out there. And because Florida State's coming in to chip on the shoulder and all that other crap that everybody wants, it's a completely different team.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was thinking
about this morning.
Like, it's a completely different team.
I don't doubt that Mike Norvell is still mad about what happened at the end of the season last year. Yeah. Like, I don't doubt that there's still guys on the team, obviously, from the team that got left out of the playoff. That was 13-0. But, like, just because DJU is putting on the FSU jersey, like, is he mad about that?
No. I went here.
He was in Corvallis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I went here.
Like, Roydell Williams, the starting running back. Like, yeah, you know, I know you're a you transferred in, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a brotherhood, Andy. It's a brotherhood. Sure. It all is under one umbrella.
I just feel like that is going to be played up a lot because they were 13-0 last year and they got left out. Like,
they're going to talk about that so much.
These guys didn't. Jordan Travis did. He's not there.
They're going to talk so much about this because that's our game day is going to be. They're going to talk so much about last year.
And they should. And it's everything. A big story.
It's a big story.
But I just don't think it's going to like motivate that group much because it's a different group.
This group wants to put their stamp on this and they got an opportunity. Just like Georgia Tech has an opportunity. Florida State has just as big opportunity to go out there and smack Georgia Tech. You know what I mean? And whatever. And also, it's a conference game that we know that the ACC conference game. But yeah, Florida State has just as much to gain and lose as Georgia Tech does.
I think Florida State has more to lose.
I get that because they're top 10 team. I get that.
Yeah,
they
lose this game.
I get that.
After last year, all that. They have every justification to be mad about what happened last year. They did get beat pretty handily in the bowl game.
That wasn't handily.
And then, you know, okay, so now we're mad at everybody. We're going to lose.
That wasn't handily.
Don't lose in Ireland.
That was a damn massacre.
Yeah, I mean, you lose by 60.
Massacre.
Hard to come back from.
Long snapper playing quarter.
Mike Conte is going to join us next, as he does on Tuesdays at 11:40. We'll get his thoughts on everything that the Falcons did over the last week. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We are going to get into a college football corner at 12:20, and there's a lot to talk about. A couple different stories coming out of Oklahoma State, where the Cowboys football players this fall are going to wear helmets with QR codes on the back.
So great.
So if you really like a Ollie Gordon busts a nice run and you're feeling it, you can QR code his helmet and send some money to the student fund.
So awesome.
Just pay.
Wow.
Literal pay for play in the moment.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can like.
Did you get an update when that happens? Like, did your helmet vibrate for each donation or something? That is unbelievable, man.
That'd be very funny.
That's unbelievable.
Like, at the end of the game, the game ball doesn't go to who played best.
Yes.
It goes to whoever made the most money for the team.
Like, they have a running tally in the locker room or something. Goodness gracious, man.
Anyway. We'll get to that. Mike Gundy said some more funny stuff yesterday as well. There's a lot to get to at 12:20. But Mike Conte is with us, as he always is, on Tuesdays at this time. So let's get him in here.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conte.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
So we were talking about it in the last segment, Mike. It's not every preseason where your team makes significant enough moves to where you really kind of change your, I don't know if expectation, but you just kind of change your overall feeling towards what a side of the ball can be. And I think that's what happened last week for the Falcons and their defense.
100%. I certainly can't remember anything like it here in Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure there's precedent for it elsewhere. It really does make things very exciting. Now you got to hope that you just can stay healthy.
Right.
And, you know, especially for Judon in particular, you hope he can come back now and replicate the player that he was 2 years ago prior to suffering his injury. But it's really exciting. I think it's an immense credit to Terry Fontenot. Yeah. Immense credit. Yep. And it's funny how there have been some ebbs and flows in the way that I think we all have felt about what Terry is doing collectively here in the city of Atlanta. We've gone from, hey, Cousins, great job. Yeah, the best quarterback you could have brought in free agency, to you drafted Penix? Eighth overall? What?
Yep.
To, all right, now you kind of see the plan where you didn't really go heavy defense early in the draft, but you have now addressed the needs that you had with free agents and proven free agents at that, and it all kind of makes sense now. So I think Terry Fontenot deserves an immense amount of credit. Now you just have to hope that they can go out and execute, because on paper, this roster clearly looks like it's the best in the NFC South.
Do you think this was reactionary to Trice and Helm?
I'm sure it probably increased the urgency. What's interesting is Simmons didn't come in for the visit until after that happened.
Right.
And it sounds like, I don't know this for sure, but it sounds like they did not engage with the Patriots on Judon until after that happened. So, yeah, there's got to be some kind of correlation to that. But these are big, big, heavy swings that they could have made even without those injuries if they just took a week or two of training camp and the joint practices against Miami and whatever meaningful snaps you saw in that Miami game, and they could have made a judgment right there, regardless of injuries, that this is what they need to do. But it certainly does feel a little more than just coincidental, doesn't it?
I know that there's a lot of stuff just in the shifting landscape of football, both college and NFL, that we don't have control over any of it, but we obviously have no control over some of these things. And I guess it is what it is sort of just the answer on some of it. But like, how do you wrap your mind around the way that preseason is treated? And the fact that we find out like Saturday morning that Penick's the backup quarterback, is not even going to play any more snaps in the preseason.
Yeah.
It's just sort of, it's a changing landscape.
Backup you think that hasn't played this preseason?
We played one game.
No, I'm saying they didn't play all of them. The only backup.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm not positive, actually. I mean, I think you could go through and maybe find another case or two of that. I'm not positive. I defer to Randy on this because he played 20 years ago. To me, it does not feel like the attitude and the urgency surrounding preseason games really has changed much over the last decade or two. I always looked at preseason games. I was a season ticket holder for an NFL team, and you'd get the preseason games as part of your season tickets. You just kind of knew you'd have to pay for it. And I remember feeling even then, just as a fan, very, very unserious about preseason games. And, maybe we'll get lucky and we'll see starters for a quarter or a half in one game. One thing that may have changed a little bit is going from four games down to three has eliminated that one game that is kind of sort of looked at as a dress rehearsal, right, where maybe starters play a half that would generally be the third of four preseason games. It feels like you don't have that quite as much anymore, but I don't know if the paradigm has really changed a whole lot about it. I think we're heading towards a world where it'll be an 18-game regular season and two preseason games, and, I mean, whatever. I'm fine with that. Can I say something, though? If they do that, if they go to 18 regular season and two preseason, let's start the regular season Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Let's not do two preseason games in early August
and then a month off.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't understand why they didn't reset the calendar
right
when they went down to three preseason games. At this rate, we're going to have the Super Bowl in March. At this rate. Like, stop it. Back everything up. When I was a kid, the opening weekend of the NFL season was Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old, I don't think. And it worked fine. College football had its moment that weekend, too. It was fine. And you'd play the Super Bowl in late January, and by Valentine's Day, it was all about the NBA All-Star game. I hate that we keep pushing the Super Bowl later and later into February.
Yeah, although
I don't like that.
The only thing I do like is if they push it far enough,
yes,
then the Monday afterwards will be President's Day. And everybody gets a day off.
No,
people can be unproductive.
They're pushing for that one.
Yeah,
too,
they want that. Yeah. Can I make one more suggestion if they go to 18 games and two preseason games? Obviously, you have one home game and one road game.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say because I don't get any money from it either way. But can they treat it the way that they treat the open scrimmage and just make it $5?
Yes.
So kids can go and that can't get into games in the regular season because they're expensive. It's not a real game, so don't charge real prices.
Unfortunately, I think too much money is.
I know that.
At stake.
They could do it if they wanted to.
You know what I would like to see? Neutral site preseason games. You know, let's play. And again, Arthur Blank and David Tepper, please cover your ears because you could lose money on this. Let's play Falcons Panthers preseason at Columbia, South Carolina. That would be an event. That would be a happening.
It'd be so hot.
It would be unbelievably hot. So maybe not there.
It'd be the hottest possible
maybe not
location.
There.
But
you play Titans Falcons preseason in Birmingham, Alabama.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to spice these preseason games up a little bit. If no one's going to play, that's one thing.
Yes.
Why don't you go to neutral sites then and throw the fans a bone? And maybe it's not $5. Maybe it's still $30 to get in. But you go into big enough markets where you can fill the stadium and still have an event and a happening, and maybe expand your brand a little bit.
Yeah, whatever they do, they've got to do something to freshen it up a little bit.
Falcons, Jaguars at Georgia Southern.
That'd be awesome.
That would be incredible.
Also very, very hot. But it would be awesome.
Well, yeah, yes.
It's going to be hot everywhere.
But yes, you can't avoid that. But then you do it on a Friday night, and hey, maybe you spend the weekend in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it'll ever happen. It probably won't, because too much money is at stake. But if we really want to fix the preseason, in air quotes, and make it more interesting for the fans, it's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do and maintain player safety and honor all of that. It's just going to be a little bit costly.
Mike, have you seen a better team? It's about the Braves that's been snake bit by injuries like this team.
Not really. I mean, I think a little bit of the 2017 Falcons. Mm-hmm. I thought that team was snake bit. Just totally snake bit. Or was it 2018?
It was 2018.
The year
2017, they won a playoff game. Then the next year, they were pretty good. I'm sorry, 2018. Everybody got hurt.
Yeah, like someone got hurt in the opening night game against the Eagles. I think it was Keanu Neal. Yep, and then Ricardo Allen got hurt. And it was like all the same position group, too. It does remind me a little bit of that. I still think the Braves are going to make the playoffs relatively easily. I still think that. The National League doesn't really have a great team right now. The Phillies are playing mediocre baseball, really, over the last 3 months. The Dodgers haven't pulled away from anyone. You could have three teams from the National League West make the playoffs. Like, I'm not that blown away by anything in the National League right now. I still think the Braves are fine. They've shown a lot of resiliency to this point. I know there's obvious concern, and that makes sense. It's just very, very unlucky. They're still going to make the playoffs. I would bet on that they will make the playoffs with relative ease. They're what, two games up already?
Yeah.
They take two of three against Philadelphia.
Well, that's the thing. They're not that far behind.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's got the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Just the National League.
Right.
There's not a great team in baseball.
You could win this series against Philadelphia and suddenly be right in it to win the division
again. If you swept them, you're four out.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, and you play them four more times after that.
Right.
So, yeah, as bad as it's been, it's still pretty incredible that they're eight games over. Hey, Caitlin Clark's going to be in town on Monday.
No, I'm excited. We're going to have that game on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Monday night, and I'm going to call it.
Yep.
I had a chance to call the Dream Game Sunday. Good come-from-behind win against Connecticut. They're playing well. They've won both of their games since the Olympic break ended. And they are telling me that could be the largest crowd for a WNBA game in the state of Georgia, the way the ticket sales are trending right now for that game. Because it'll be at State Farm Arena Monday night.
You think people want to go to that?
I know people want to go to that.
I'm going.
You are?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to be there for that game.
I think we should give people a chance to watch the game with you.
I think that's a great idea. How about callers 5 and 6 right now at 404-726-0929? You're going to win a pair of Verizon Suite tickets to the Dad and
Sweet
Daughter
tickets.
Night.
Sweet tickets.
Nice.
With me,
nice.
Andy Bunker, and Lily, she's coming too.
Nice.
We're both going to be up there in the suite, daddy-daughter night. From 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Dream versus the Indiana Fever. That's Monday night, August 26th at State Farm Arena. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But callers number 5 and number 6 right now, 404-726-0929, are going to be in the suite with us on Monday night.
Nice.
To see the Atlanta Dream.
That's an awesome prize.
Yeah, it's a great prize. I know we got two more sets of tickets to give away tomorrow as well. So if you don't get through right now, we'll try to get you in there with us tomorrow as well. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Mike, thank you.
See you. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, we'll be right back with an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.